The Forgotten Vital Organ by Catherine Britton. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 18:21. I have decided that many, many medical textbooks are wrong. Each and every one of them has actually left out a vital organ. Yes, they've remembered the heart and the brain, and even that strange thing called a pancreas. I know it's important, I just forget why sometimes. But look through the books all you want, and you'll find not one mention of the most obvious vital organ of all, the tongue. Then again, I myself often choose to ignore the importance of the tongue. I'd rather not believe it has the power of life and death. I'd like to pretend my tongue is more like an appendix or a gallbladder, easy to forget about because it's not that important. But that's not the case. Snapping at my family when I'm tired, nagging and complaining all release a poison from my tongue that works its way through my whole being, like James 3:6 says. Not only that, I infect others with my attitudes and motivations. I begin to spread a disease. Contrast that with the words of the wise, as Proverbs says many times. Their words heal and strengthen as they spread encouragement, wisdom, peace, and the gospel message. Oh, and get this, the wise actually use their tongues less than other people. The more powerful the tongue, the less it needs to be used. It's like the heart of a well-trained athlete. When someone is really in shape, the beats per minute actually decrease as the heart becomes more and more efficient. In the same way, why don't I condition my tongue to speak fewer words with more meaning? In Genesis 1, God spoke into the darkness, and there was light. These mere words created something from nothing, showing the power of speaking out. My pastor in college told us that this verse had meaning for us too, since we are created in God's image. We are meant to speak out and bring light from the darkness as he did. That's the power of the tongue in a crazy world. The question is whether we choose to speak light or just add to the darkness. That little muscle called the tongue holds the power of life and death. That's no small matter. So let's be careful how we exercise it. Intersecting faith and life. Grab a concordance and look up the words mouth and tongue. The reference lists are extensive, and it gets even bigger if you include the word speak in words. Then take a 7-day challenge to tame the tongue in just one way. Perhaps try encouraging instead of complaining. Even taming just that one area is like trying to control a wildfire. Don't get discouraged, but take each opportunity to thank God for the new song that he has given you to sing, like Psalms 43 says. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out fantastic resources on faith, family, and fun at crosswalk.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.